Music City, plugging you into the Philly music scene.
Hi, my name is Melanie Roy, and I'm in the studio with the Atomic Square.
My name is Pat. I play drums in the Atomic Square.
My name is Ette. I sing.
My name is Tom. I play guitar.
How would you describe your sound?
Indie, alternative. We got a lot of different things. I mean, we play rock music.
And how did you become a band?
It's kind of just evolved for a few years. I started the band a long time ago just as kind of a fun project, and then I was more instrumental, and then I met Ette, and him and I kind of started working together, and Pat and I used to play in a band together, and we had a drummer position open up, and he jumped in with us. I guess a series of change, like anything else, but kind of what brought us to where we're at.
Came up with the name Atomic Square, and what does it stand for?
This is a tough question because we get it a lot. I actually came up with a name. I grew up in a place called Whitman Square, and growing up was called The Square. It was always fun. You know, all the guys that I grew up with, we all played music, so it was kind of like this community. So it was the musicians of The Square, and we're kind of minimizing. I think we're going to start calling ourselves The Square, and that was the original idea, and I felt like it was too simple. Sometimes simple is the way to go. So from now on, it might be The Square. Maybe this is the announcement.
There you go. It's official.
New to me.
What is your favorite song of your own, and why?
Oh, do I have to really start this one?
Yeah,
wow, it changes all the time. Wow. Okay, so right now my favorite song is one that's coming out on our new record that comes out in March. And what's the song called? Everything You Want. And why? Because
awesome.
There's two reasons. One of them, because it's an interesting song. I get to play the piano for the first 2 minutes, and then the last 2 minutes I get to just squeal really high. I sing these really high notes over the band. I mean, ridiculously high. And it just feels good, and it's fun, and I feel like it's fresh. So those are my favorite. That's my favorite song at the moment.
You got Pat?
I was gonna say the same thing. Everything You Want. I like playing live. It's great. It's a great song to play live. And probably Fall in the Square might be my second favorite.
Ooh, that's definitely
an instrumental track that we have. Just way on the whole time.
Yeah, that's definitely up there.
Yeah,
I will probably pick that, but I'm not going to because you did.
And notice their favorites are the ones I don't sing on. So I don't know what that means here.
I think we have a track from our full length that we put out about a year ago, and it's called Saint Aloysius. I think that might be my favorite. It's kind of what the band that we are now is formed upon. So it means a lot to me, and it's a great song, I think. So I'll stick with that one.
Do you guys listen to other Philly artists? If so, who?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, a lot of Philly.
You mind if I go?
No, go ahead.
Some of my favorites is Amos Lee. I like a lot of the singer-songwriters. Amos Lee. The Barry Beds are one of my favorites, and they're doing really well right now. Au Pairs, Nicole Atkins, who's some like more of Jersey, but she's still kind of Philly local. She's one of my favorites.
We count them.
Yeah.
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 Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Illinois is a good band, too, I love. So
I haven't heard them.
A lot of the X-Band bands.
Yeah.
Like some of the
yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of this band called the Defog. We
yeah,
play
we
a lot of
them.
Yeah, they're awesome guys, and they're a really, really awesome band. Balance and Composure, yeah, they're awesome guys. They're Doylestown, but we'll consider that Philly. They're great. I've been into East 100 lately. They're a pretty big Philly band.
I love them. They've
yeah.
been here.
They're so good.
Yeah, we're trying to actually set up a show with them now, and they got a cool thing going on.
If you guys are out there, please play with us.
Yeah, we're in the works of setting something up with them. There's a lot of our friends and bands in Granada. They're really cool. It's a King thing.
By surprise,
yeah. Cool. Their new album's going to be really good. There's so many good Philly bands, I feel like, you know. It'd be rude to leave some friends out because I know I'm forgetting somebody. But we love all of them.
Do you guys have any upcoming shows?
February 4th we'll be at Kung Fu Necktie, February 5th, Saturday. Kung Fu Necktie, which is not too far from Johnny Brenda's in Fishtown. Playing at the M Room with our friends in the Panic Years on February 19th. And We're actually going to be doing an on-air show with Radio 104.5 and March 4th.
So for more information about the Atomic Square or Square, mm-hmm. or the Square, the Square, do you guys have a website?
Yeah, absolutely. TheAtomicSquare.com is where you can find us online right now. And from there, you can stem out to all the social networks you want. We have it all.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks so much, Melanie. We appreciate it. Us.